Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We would love to hear your amusement park predicaments.
Yeah, these are crazy.
There's 16 people were trapped for hours on a gondola ride at SeaWorld.
16.
They were hours long. 6 to 7 gondolas, some of them suspended above water, stopped functioning after a big gust of wind tripped a circuit breaker. Nearly 2 hours into the rescue operation, only one person had been rescued.
Oh my.
How would you feel? I mean, it's a gondola, so you're closed in.
Okay.
It's not like when you're stuck on a ski lift or you're stuck on like a roller coaster.
Because you've been stuck on a ski lift before.
Right. But when you're on a ski lift, you're bundled up. When you're on a roller coaster, if you're way high up, you start to have that.
Yep.
I've been stuck on a roller coaster for, honestly, 90 seconds.
Oh, it just kind of stopped and then you got to go.
It feels like,
forever.
I'm
going
to say this, 90 seconds feels like we're going to die up here.
Do you start scoping out the people that are sitting around you?
Who am I going to eat?
Kind of, push comes to shove.
You know what I do when you're going up on a roller coaster? I pay really close attention to the rail on the side. There's almost all roller coasters now have a rail on the side where you could walk down if you had to.
Okay. Especially in that first big hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it though.
I wouldn't either.
Because once you get over that hill, the roller coaster is going to finish itself. It's probably not going to stop.
Gravity will bring you back down.
But if you're stuck on the way up. These guys are stuck in the gondola. It took hours and hours. It went out at 7 o'clock and it wasn't until after 11 when they were all rescued.
Jeez. You said one of them were over water. Just fall into the water.
They lowered them by harnesses down to the water where there were lifeguard boats to, I mean, I'm like, I'll just stay in here.
Mm.
Then rather than be lowered by, it's like the prison escape with sheets, man. I don't want any.
One knot that wasn't tied tight.
I tied it. I think we're good. Were you an Eagle Scout? Oh, I knew Eagle Scouts. It was 49 degrees at the time. You think San Diego's always nice,
what
but you're
the
over the water.
At
they
night.
Said there was blankets inside the gondolas, though.
Okay,
but
that.
Still.
And I would have tied them together like bed sheets.
And then lower me down, coach. If you're over water, just jump.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Let yourself in.
I was on the dive team in high school. I should be fine.
Okay.
Hitting water at terminal velocity. Shouldn't be an ish. Somebody else was like waiting in line by a roller coaster, and somebody on the roller coaster had a small plastic pumpkin.
Okay.
In their hands. I don't know. Maybe they were bringing it with them. It was like their flat Stanley.
Huh.
They lost control of it during the ride. It flew off the roller coaster going about 40 miles an hour and hit this dude directly in the throat.
Oh my God. You killed him.
No, it says, yeah.
Now he's got a pumpkin.
He's got a pumpkin. Yeah. This guy gives you a lot of street cred.
Pumpkin.
Is that a pumpkin face on your throat? Why, yes, it is.
It traveled at 40 miles an hour.
I got hit in the face with a pumpkin.
What is that? What happened to him?
So it says he's got. It says he's okay, but
see, people forget that they have loose stuff in their pockets up on these rides. They forget that I'm down here below the ride. Hello.
You want to know why you're down there?
Because, I don't want to be standing in line for hours.
Because you're afraid to get on roller coasters.
I'm not afraid.
Just admit that you're afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Okay.
It's just lazy. I don't want to stand in the line for 3 hours.
You know what?
What?
Our friends at Elitch's have offered 1,000 times. We'll go there before the park is open.
They're
and
gracious.
They'll be like, hey, come on in. We'll let you ride anything. You're like, I'm good. I don't want to put anybody out.
Well, that's the thing, Slacker. I want to, but you guys all go first. You all rush ahead of me, and now there's a huge line.
Huge line.
Yeah.
Talking about it, me and you going to the park together and there's no line.
Oh,
there's
I thought
else.
It was the whole.
No,
it was just
none.
You and I. Oh, well,
can
then
I tell
I
you, I've got an amusement park predicament right here.
Okay,
that is the definition of something that will scare you. Because I know if you don't know this about Steve, he's afraid of the teacups, and that's not a lie. I'm not trying to be because he's afraid they won't stop.
They won't. When you get a spinning like booking around super fast,
like booking.
Yeah, we're never gonna stop.
Here's somebody who went to one of the like the mall parking lot where the carnies are not licensed, registered, or anything.
Yeah.
They got on the octopus ride.
Oh, that thing is so old and cantankerous.
Now, if I'm hearing a story about a mall parking lot octopus ride, I'm assuming one of the things is coming flying off and you're landing on top of Forever 21 or some other store. That's not what happened. The operator clearly needed his 15-minute break.
Get out.
And left. Walked off.
That thing is zipping
left
around.
The ride running. The entire time.
That is so illegal.
The person said, I was spinning for 20 minutes.
Dude, I don't even want to think about that.
It's the spin, right?
It is, and I can't, it won't stop.
And you're like, and you can see that there's no operator, so
yes!
You're screaming, and there's nothing. There's nothing you can do.
I can't deal with this story.
20 minutes later, he saw the man wandering back.
Wandering.
And he finally...
Jeez.
Turned off the ride.
Now, that's not illegal. He gave him extra time, so that's actually...
I wouldn't say it's not illegal. It's probably not what anybody on the ride wanted out of life. But
yeah, especially me.
Here's one more before we get to your story. Somebody was on a roller coaster where you're basically standing on a bike seat.
Okay.
They got stuck on the ride 3 different times, totaling up to 2 hours. They offered everyone free pizza. So what did this person do? Ate their pizza, then got back on the ride.
No.
When they got to the top of the drop, every cart drops except theirs.
No.
They were stuck on that ride for 2 hours.
Mother. Now
and they weren't the only ones stuck. Now, this person writes, they were okay. They were like, 2 hours were passing. I had my headphones. Everything was good. But there was somebody else up there that had a distinct fear of heights. And they were...
All over. It was fresh pizza.
Everyone
yak.
Below.
Oh, would have made them start yakking. Mm. And then
without warning, the ride started back up and dropped them.
No.
And thought that they, you know, it's what the ride was supposed to do
Son
at that point. But
a...
with no warning, it's like, hey, the ride's going to start back up. So it's going to do the drop thing. They were just sitting there going, I wonder if this girl's ever going to stop puking. Boom,
Bam.
They get dropped. So now they're all freaking out. They're covered in vomit. They get to the bottom of the ride, and the operator said, want some more free pizza? And the guy said, sure.
Whatever.
Said, I can't believe how easily a 13-year-old version of myself was satisfied.
Get out.
Amusement park predicament.
Yeah.
If you got a story, we'll want to hear yours. Christy?
Yay.
Amusement park predicament-ishness. What happened to you?
When I was 12 years old, me and my scout troop went to Disneyland in California, and we were stuck on the It's a Small World ride for 4 hours.
What? And it still sang to you the whole time?
The whole time. Most of us fell asleep listening to it over loop.
Because it's not even that interesting of a ride in the first place.
It's not. You don't do anything.
You just
really.
You ride around in a little boat in about 2 inches of water.
Yeah.
Because I got stuck on it for...
What is going on with this ride?
Mostly because people have a hard time getting out of the boat at the end. So like all the carts were like stacked up. I was stuck on it for like 10 minutes. Being stuck on it...
4 hours.
Christy, hours. We hate that song.
You do?
Life.
Oh, that's awful.
It's fun. It's poppy. It's snappy. It's
here,
happy.
Let's do it.
How you feeling, Christy? Only 3.5 more hours to go.
We're going
to
keep it going. We're not going to let you stop.
Rides are actually open.
Oh.
The gondolas. They're actually open carriages in the gondola.
Oh, really?
Huh.
At SeaWorld?
Yeah, we just went 2 years ago. And
oh, so no wonder they were cold.
Did you sing A Small World on the gondola?
Yes, I would be up on the gondola doing this. It's a small world after all.
God, that would suck.
I'm not, dude, because I was stuck literally for 10 minutes at the very end when you could see where you could put your foot out, and they're like... Nope. Stay in the cart. I'm like, I don't know. We'll kick you out of the park. I'm like, worth it. Not going to lie. It's probably worth it. Donna?
Hi.
Yeah. Amusement park predicament. What's yours?
Well, I went to Disneyland with my younger daughter in 2008, and we're ready to get onto a ride, and all of a sudden, earthquake hits.
Ooh, it's better than the ride. That's fun.
An actual earthquake. This isn't just a new addition to the ride. A real deal earthquake.
Yeah, we're standing there, and I'm going, I looked at the person in front of me. I said, what was that? And she goes, it's an earthquake. And I'm going, oh, scary and exciting in the same thing.
Yeah, you stayed in line, though, because you've been in it for like 2.5 hours. Yeah, you can't leave that. I'm not leaving this.
And then Disney comes around and goes, by the way, a little extra for the earthquake today.
Right. They shut all the rides down for a few hours, and then they had to wait until they tested everything to make sure.
Oh, that's true. You'd have to test the structural integrity of everything.
Of every one of them.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it exciting, shopping. Not knowing if there's integrity to the structure.
Is this going
to
be the one? Whee!
Yeah, we went shopping.
She must be in another earthquake. She'll be fine. Chet?
Yay.
Amusement park predicament.
So it's not really an amusement park thing, but I'm from Mitchell, South Dakota.
Heck yeah. Corn Palace. Yep.
I don't even know what you're
saying. You don't want to know. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're fine. And so I learned how to break the lock in my apartment complex to get onto the roof. And me and a bunch of friends would get up there. We'd pack up a few backpacks full of water balloons and a water balloon launcher. And when the carnies would come to town, we'd get up there and launch water balloons at them.
Heck yeah.
And we were so accurate with it. We could launch it like probably a block and a half down the street.
Shut up.
No. Yeah. Cause it was a pretty high apartment. And dude, we were doing it all night long. We were smoking weed and drinking beer and laughing our asses off because they had no idea where they were coming from. And they would just look around, be all pissed off. And
wow.
It was a good time.
Chet, that's fun.
That is fun. Thank you, Chet. Logan?
Yay.
Amusement park predicament. What happened to you?
Okay, so it was supposed to be a great family day, and my boyfriend and I were with his family. It was actually the first time I met them, and we got on this super simple ride. I think it's a kid's ride, and we started getting sick, and we thought that we were fine. No big roller coasters or anything else, except that the rest of the day on every single ride we got on, including the carousel, we both got viciously sick.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but it was awful. I mean, he was like super dizzy, and he's retired army, like jumped out of planes, and it made him so sick.
What was, hey, Nancy, what's up?
Said the guy who can't get on the teacups. I would like your military guy to come down here and thump the real Nancy.
Right, that's, I know, I made awful fun of him for so long.
That's just weird.
Yeah, once you get a taste, it's like you get that inner ear thing, and then everything, then you're just going to vomit and vomit. Thank you for the call, Logan. Chandra,
yay.
Yeah, amusement park predicament.
Oh, yes. When my sister was really little, 3 or 4 years old, so a toddler, my mom decided to take her on the ride called the Spider. It has the 8 arms. It spins, right? So you're in a cart that's spinning around.
Oh, boy.
While the whole thing is spinning. And at the time, they only had seatbelts, so they didn't have the harnesses. They didn't have the bar that went in your lap. Oh. My sister slipped out from underneath the belt, and my mom had to hold on to her tightly because she was up to her neck, right? And so she was holding on to her arms as she was sliding out. Thankfully, the ride stopped, and she got off safely, but my mom had back injury or like problems ever since after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you're holding on. I've heard of other people like on roller coasters where their kid slips out, and they literally spend the entire time trying to break G-force to keep their child from flying out.
Yikes.
Yeah. So imagine being dizzy and holding on to your child.
Oh, my God. See, Steve would just be like, I'm dizzy. I can't do this. Can't multitask. I'm just going to do the dizzy thing. I can always make another child. That's awful. Thank you, Chandra. Wow. Molly?
Yay.
Amusement park predicament.
Okay, so I used to work at Elitch's when I was a little bit younger. And they used to do employee parties, so they would open up like a couple of the rides for the employees to just go on as much as they wanted.
Nice.
So I brought my boyfriend with me, and they have that one ride, the Brain Drain, where it's just like that big circle, and you just do like a loop over and over. So normally that ride only goes for about 30, 45 seconds, but for the employees, they decided to run it for about 5.5 minutes.
No thanks.
Right?
Yeah. It started off like fun. Everyone was like screaming and having a good time, but like 0 to 100 real quick. It was like genuine fear.
Yeah.
After a while, I like felt my soul leave my body.
Well, it's good to have you back here, Molly.
Slacker and Steve.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.